Va'ata. And now, all this disappeared. Sohaku alayf se'irim mimen liyomim. People who are younger than me, little, you know, kids who are of no account and no importance, they look at me and my suffering and my degradation, covered from head to toe with pimples and with wounds of all sorts, lying in the earth to just cool my body. And in this degrading, deteriorated condition, so these, like they say in the using the vernacular, little schnooks, look at these people of no account, they now hold themselves superior to me and they're laughing at me and ridiculing me. Asher mo'asti avoysom loshis in kal beitzoini. They're so unimportant people that their fathers would never qualify to be to sit among the dogs that were used by the shepherds to watch my sheep. They're such low-class people. Gam koyach yideihem lomoli. I never felt it necessary to use them, their power. Olemay ofat kolach. Those are the type of people upon whom old age is lost. It's one of the very telling quotes coming from Yud. Because old age always gives somebody value. You know, the Gemara says that there's a Zokin Ashmoy, and the Zokin Ashmoy is sometimes you have to stand up for him just simply because in all his life's experiences he gleaned a certain amount of what you call street wisdom. That's what the Pasuk says, that the Gemara says, that Rabbi Yochanan said, Kama harpatki odu alai da'ai gavra. So many experiences passed over this person. He absorbed something. It's what to honor him for, at least to give him a hand and to show him some respect. But there's some people who old age is wasted upon. They live and live and live and they gain nothing. There's absolutely no wisdom that they glean from any experience in life. And this is a phrase that packs so much into it. Olemoy upon them, Ovad Kolach. Kolach is old age. It's just a loss every day of their lives. A waste. There's one time a person, a Bocher, asked me, this came out of a discussion that I had. And I told him, you know, that if you don't learn, you'll come to things that you wouldn't have any idea what it's talking about. And he insisted that there's always something that he could understand from anything. If he doesn't understand the whole thing, it's a little bit. So I told him, I'll show you a pasuk that you can't even explain one single word in the pasuk. I opened up the E of this pasuk. The Cheser u'b'chofon galmu ga'or kimtsiyo emeshoyo meshoyo. That's a challenge. We're describing now that we just happen to mention, incidentally, people of no account and their fathers from which they come, who are so hopeless and have no shaychus to humanity, no word of any understanding ever passed between their ears and got into their minds. So, where did these people go? What happened to them? They can't live among humans. They're totally ostracized. And they find their way into the uninhabited places where they would live off the berries and just somehow scrounge around and exist because they don't really live. And so we're describing some hopeless, like non-human situation where these rejects congregate. Not just homeless. There are plenty of homeless who could have been, you know, I had once a very interesting experience. I decided to sit back in the back part of the Chasna Hall and spend a little time there and make my acquaintance with some of these homeless people who are always going from place to place and collecting. That's all they have in life, nothing. And they move from one Chasna to the next. It was a day before I made a chasna for a child of mine, and I started talking with them, and I asked one or two, where they come from, and about some of their experiences. And some of them have such rich and colorful experiences. Some of them led such interesting lives. And everyone, of course, experienced something that broke his spirit and reduced him to what he was doing then. But the people who used to learn, and there was a famous chazan among them, and people who you could talk with such intelligent conversations that come from such like meaningful and colorful backgrounds, and yet something happened, and it's like the scope of human tragedy that exists in a group like this. And you see them, they come from place to place, and they'll ask you for this and for that, but they're so hopeless. And I spend my time talking and showing them recognition and discussing with them. And just a few minutes here and a few minutes there, and I got to know them personally, and then they felt like I was one of them, and so they shared a secret with me. They said they heard of this big wedding that's going to take place tomorrow in this place. And they said, if I have perhaps some transportation, maybe I know of a car that's going there, that I could provide for them or know something. They had no idea. And I told them they're welcome to come, they should all come. And they'll all see to it that they get a meal. And I made for them a table. The next night when they came. So there are a lot of people that you say homeless, and it's a pity, it's a tragedy, but there are some people who have nothing in their background. They grew up with nothing. They never understood or learned anything. It's like we say over here, Olei Moyovat Kolach, everything. They just exist. They sort of vegetate through the world. And this is what Iyov is describing over here, and there's a lot of psukim that describe it, and there's so many quotes from these psukim. It's unbelievable, but it's all, sometimes you see the most profound ideas expressed in three or four words, and you got to struggle to understand what he's saying, and sometimes it's just like a long narrative to explain just one single idea. That's the way it is. The Cheser, missing everything, chisora, with the chofon and with hunger, galut, lonely, ha'erk, and those who run away, tzio to the dry, desolate places, emesh with his darkness, shoya with his deeper darkness, u'mashoya with his still deeper darkness, right? Yishoyas or shoyam kisovot. Emesh means last night, right? Emesh, omer Hashem elai, right? Yishomu lechot, pentadabir, m'yakim mitoy v'adro. That's what Lovan said, Emesh. But the word Emesh doesn't mean last night. It's like we say Nech, when it was dark. Right? And Shoya is Mishoyas Rishoyim, the destruction of the Rishoyim. And Mishoya is just an added letter to make it more intense. And these are the people who go over to these places where there's nothing, there's hunger and there's loneliness and there's drought and there's darkness and deeper and still deeper darkness. And that's where these people of no account are found. Hakoytim maluach alesiach. How do they live? Well, there's a certain plant called maluach. And there's certain shrubs that are called siach, right? Little shrubs are called siach. V'chol siach hasodeh terem yir b'oret. Right? V'leitz hasodeh terem yitzmach. Siach hasodeh. And they grab this plant called maluach off the bushes. And I once was in a place where there was an entire hill covered by blueberries. And that's why there are places called Blueberry Hill. Little shrubs loaded from top to bottom with blueberries. You could stay there for a year and just live on the blueberries. And I thought to myself in the pasuk, HaKoytzim Maluach HaLeshiach. You could just pluck off what is Maluach. We don't know exactly what Maluach is, Rabbi, believe it or not. It doesn't mean salty things. And the Gemara that talks about Yanai HaMelech, right, who conquered and who won many battles, and he made a big celebration, and he spread out a royal table and served maluchim. And he said that the people should eat this poor machol. It's a machol for aniyim. That's what he said. But we should just remember what our forefathers ate when they were wandering and when they were in Golis. They ate maluchim from the shrubs. But Chazal darshan this pasuk. I'm sure some of you recognize it. That the person is oisik b'toyre, and he starts talking vorim b'teilim. So hakoytim maluach alisiach, and while maluach is a reference to the Torah, right? And it's true that we use salt for a reference, right? What about that father who knew how to learn and was bigger London than his son, and he found he was sending his son off to learn, and he was running the business, huh? And they discovered that the son is wasting his time, and that it would be better if the son worked and ran the business, and he went off to learn. What was he? Imhoya of his doras umamulach, right? So, maluach is a word that's used for somebody who understands limud haTorah, and hakoytzim maluach they snip the limud haTorah alisiach by sicha b'teila the shoyrish v'somim lachma. That's what the Gemara says, machil and oisai gachle v'somim. Okay, it's supposed to produce a very hot fire. That's what he has. It will burn out his mouth. I guess, you know, when a keli absorbs something and it's burnt into the kli because it was roasted into the kli, the only way to get it out of the kli is by libun chomer, right? Burning coals over the surface of the kli. And when somebody is poigeting his mouth by filling it with borim b'talim in the middle of learning, so the expression of the pusik is that he needs a libun to get out the tegima that the dvorim b'talim caused in his mouth. That's chat machil noise gachle or something anyway. And it's almost the shkia, so I don't know if it's the same of there, but we still got a couple of minutes when there's vada yamisr of limudna. I mean, gave yigoy roshu. Gave is among people, like the goy himul vav in Targum means inside the soich, right? And gave is the inside of something. Gevi notati lamakim ulechoyel amortim. Yeshaya says, "Min gevi goyroshu." They're driven away from human company. Yoriu aleimai kaganav. And when they come and mingle among humans, so people scream as if a ganav was coming. Get out of here! Like you scream at a ganav. In barutz necholim lishkoim, where the soil is broken by the furrow that through which the nachal flows, and sometimes when the nachal dries up, so these poor and these rejects could use that little protected gully as a bed to sleep in to protect themselves from the elements. By roots mecholim, where the nachal is broken, we had the word oritz, which means powerful, and when you break up the ground, it takes power. Lishkain, choyrei ofor v'chesim, holes that form in the earth and form in the stones. And they scream out and make their strange sounds between the bushes. Tachas chorul yisupochu, and they gather together under a thorn tree. Right? The trees that are filled with wasted weed thorns that cover the soil of neglected karka. Right? I'll stay ish otzel ovarati, and the pasuk says, Ine ola kula. The people of low account, Nevolin, Gambane Blishain, the people of no name, nothing to be said about their credit, Nikumin Horet, they're beaten down from the earth. So we have this long description of low class people. And now, the Atur, Niginosam Hoyisi. They, these lowest of the low, sing songs of ridicule about me. And I became to them for a word of ridicule. Tiavuni, they look at me with disgust. Rochaku me many, and they keep their distance from me. And they don't hold back spit from my face. They spit on my face. Ki yisri pitach vayanenik. Right? What's the yeser? You know how a bow looks like? There's a curved piece of wood that's carefully constructed, and then there's a string that connects the top of the bow to the bottom of the bow. That string is called the yesser, right? And the bow is the curved piece, right? The cable is shaped like a bow. The outside, the curved part of the akashta, and the inside, the ayasra. Yes, yisroi pitach. They opened up the bow string. In other words, took away my power. By aneni, it caused me pain. Beresen mipona shilechu. And the bit that is used to control the horse, that's called resen. The mesek beresen edyor livloim. And when this bit is placed in the mouth of the horse, and the reins are attached to the bit, so the driver of the horse could guide it and could control it. So the resen is always a symbol of control. And I used to control the world by saying words to them and by advising and telling people, and everyone listened to me, and these people sent away from my mouth their essence, from my face, in other words, took away from me that control that I had upon others. They laugh at me and they ridicule what I tell them. Al yomin, on my right side, pirchoch yakumu. Youngsters, young flowers, young, it's just like a doubling of the word of the chesed, perach, pirchoch. In other words, still younger people, just like we had the mem of Mishoya, which means still more Mishoya. So Pirchoch is even still younger. Kids, Yokumu, they stand up around me, Raglai Shilechu, and they send my feet, they say, get out of here, run. By Yosoilu Olai, Orchos Edom, and they trample all over me as they go down the path to their aid, to the Yontif, perhaps, because the word aid is used. Of course, as a yontif, l'smei ideihem shel avoyim, ma'idei kechovim, and aid also means to their destruction. Nosisu nisivosi lahavosi yo'ilu. They break open my path. Nosisu is like from notsu. They break open and destroy the path upon which I tread. Lahavosi yo'ilu, and they accomplish to destroy me. Right? Midever havois. The word hoive al hoive nikra means to destroy. Yeilu, they help. In other words, they contribute to my destruction. Lo yoiver lomay, and no one has to help them. I'm so weak and so helpless that these just weak people could step all over me. These tiny children. And kiferet rochav yesoyu, they come in a broad band of bunches and bunches of them, just trampling all over me and stepping on my head. Tachas shoyo hiskalgolu, and they gather under a shoyo. What is the shoyo again? The darkness we spoke about before, the destruction. They all roll over me and destroy me and cause me to live in shoyo. By the way, the shoyo is the word that some writers chose to represent the experiences in the last door, which they call Shoya, the Holocaust. Hofpach olai balohis. Remember, we had many times balohis is chaos, tumult, things which are confusion. That's the best way. Hofpach olai, confusion is turned on top of me. In other words, I'm covered by a layer of confusion. Tirdoif koruach nedivosi. My noble spirit is being chased like by a wind, or running away like a wind runs. Uchaov ovro Yeshuasi, and my help, my Yeshua, passes by like a passing cloud. Va'ato olai tishtapech nafshi, and look at me now, how my heart pours out over me. Yoichazuni yemei oini, and the days of my suffering grab hold of me. Lailo by night atzomai nikar mei olai, my bones are being drilled out from me. Orkai lo yishkovun, and the veins and arteries and blood vessels don't seem to rest. They're always trembling through my body. The rov koyach yischape flavushi. My skin is ripped away from me as if by a powerful hand. Kifi kutonti yazreini, which covers me as a kisoinus, an undershirt, covers the body. It's a this clothing which clothed me and the skin which covers me is being pulled away. Hoireni lachoimer v'esmashel ka'ofer v'efer. I'm compared to clay, or I'm being taught to feel like that. Hoireni v'lemdeni hashchin hazel leishe b'choimer. I'm taught to just sit in clay and to feel like a piece of clay, and I could be compared to ofer v'efer. And ashaveya elecha v'loisaneni. I cry out to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you don't answer me. Amadati, and I just stand there, Vatisboinen bi, and you look at me like someone who looks at the person who's suffering and being destroyed, and looks and looks and then turns away and ignores him. Tehofech la'achzor li, and you turned into a cruel enemy to me. Yodchot bi oisem yodchot, and with the strength of your punishing hand, tistameini, you show your hatred to me. Tisoeini el ruach, and you throw me into the wind, tarkiveni, and you ride upon me like you ride upon a victim, usamoygigeni tushiyah, and weakness causes me to melt. Actually, the word tushiyah, we spoke about before, is meaning Torah, but when Chazal darshan that Torah mateshes koichos shel adam, it weakens the power of a person, that's called tushiyah. Ki yodati moves teshiveni. I know that you'll return to me death, and you'll cause me soon enough to die when I'll be finished with all the suffering. And I'll end up in the appointed place where all living creatures eventually meet. Right? You remember that one? I plead with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know I'm going to die. I know that I'm going to end up in the Beis Moed L'Cholchoi. Ach loy b'i yishlach yod. Just don't send your hand at me with such force. In the Sidoi, Lohen Shua, if you're going to destroy me, L'chol HaPachas, do it gently. Shua is smoothly. Im Loi Bachisi L'Kshei Yoim. Look at what I used to do. In my good life, I used to cry and feel the tsar of a person who was suffering. I cried more than him. I suffered along with every sufferer. That's what I did when I helped them. I just didn't do it in the sense of, you know, the noblesse oblige to act condescendingly to the unfortunate people by showering them with money and building hospitals for them. I did it because I felt their pain. Imloy bachisi l'kshei yoim, ogmo nafshi li'ev yoim. I had akmas nefesh, my heart pained me when I saw a poor person. And ki toiv ki visi bayovei ro, and I hope to experience good and look at the evil that caught up with me. V'ayach lo lo'or, and I hope to experience light. Bayovei oisel, and darkness came. Mei rutchu, my innards tremble. V'loy domu, and they don't find any quiet. Kidmuni yemei oini, and I'm greeted and faced by the days of terrible suffering. I walk in the streets, and for me it's dark, and even though the sun is shining on everybody else, kamti bakohol, and I stand up among groups of people, ashaveh, and I cry out in anguish and pain, and look what I did. Ocho yisi lusanen, and now I became a brother. This doesn't go back on what I did. I said it wrongly. It's a continuation of what was said before. Ocho yisi lusanen. I became like a brother to the Tanim. The Tanim are creatures that cry out, some type of bird. Tanim ubnoisiano, Reyal ubnoisiano, like a friend with Noisiano, the herons and the ostriches who fly and shriek as they pass. The Oiri Shochar Me'aloi, my skin turned black. The Asmi, from above me, the skin is above a person. The Asmi and my bones, Chora, dried up, meaning Chora, more than the dry places, the desert. Vayila Evel Kinoiri, and what formerly was a Kinur, my heart and my spirit were musical, and they sang of wonders and pleasures and happiness, and now it became an instrument of sadness, for Ugovi, and the instrument called Ugov, which is a wind instrument, The koil boichen just expresses voices of crying.